to this passage of St. Luke, our Lord instructs the apostles and the disciples to persevere in prayer, and now he gives them concrete examples. For often in the spiritual life, what deters us is that our prayers are not answered, and so ultimately we begin to diminish our prayer life or begin to pray it haphazardly. But our Lord assures us that if we persevere in prayer, then the Father who knows our needs will give us that which he sees necessary in his loving care. And so often it is that we pray with a good intention, but we are asking God for something that might not necessarily be good for our soul. So God does not let that prayer go unanswered, but rather he answers it by giving us the things that we need. As the Lord points out, what father, even a wicked father, would give his son a snake when he asked for his fish? So how much more we should pray with confidence to God the Father, who knows each and every one of our needs and cannot but give us that which is necessary for our salvation. And ultimately, that means the gift and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which ultimately means that grace by which we remain faithful our whole lives to the teachings of Holy Mother Church. For in our day and age, there is often a search and a want for this Holy Spirit, and yet it is very simple. When we hold the faith of the Church, then we have that reasonable certainty that we are guided by the Holy Spirit. Often we allow our feelings and our emotions to confuse ourselves and think that they are the Holy Spirit, and often that leads to denial of faith and to denial of certain moral matters that we must observe because it is the teaching of the Church. And so he who has the faith of Peter is more certain of having the guidance of the Holy Spirit, no matter how dry he may seem, no matter how it may seem to him that God does not answer his prayers. If he is striving to live that faith that he has received from baptism and which is handed on to the faithful through St. Peter and all his successors and all those bishops united to them, he is then certain of having that gift that the Lord assures us will be given to those who persevere in prayer. And so often we see both in our personal life and in society things that we know must change, and yet we pray for a time and then abandon the prayer and then complain to God because he does not answer the prayer. We need not worry. We know, for instance, in our society, certain sins like euthanasia, infanticide, contraception, and all those things that militate against the good of human society must be ended. And sometimes we become frustrated, wondering why God has taken so long. We need only to pray knowing that God will end all these things in his time, that is, when he sees it most appropriate for the maximum salvation of all souls. What is necessary for us is to constantly persevere, for ultimately it does not even matter whether we see the conversion of sinners in this life, but rather that we see them in eternal life. And so we must sacrifice ourselves constantly by praying to God and commending to God all those things that are good for both ourselves personally in our spiritual life and for society at large, knowing that he will answer them in his good time. And in his good time does not mean he puts it off as if he is playing with us as if we were a toy, but rather he waits for that time and for that opportunity when he knows that it will have the maximum effect on our souls and the souls of all. And so let us take these words of our Lord confidently into our minds and in our hearts, so that we may constantly have prayer on our lips, so that ultimately it can be said of all members of the mystical body of Christ what was said of St. Francis of Assisi, that by the end of his life, it wasn't so much that he prayed, but that everything he did, everything he said, was a prayer to Almighty God, a prayer in reparation first and foremost for his own sins and for the sins of the world. And so he became completely conformed to Christ crucified, who came into this life to embrace suffering and to beseech his Father to have mercy upon us. And so our Lord was constantly seen from the moment he entered into the womb of the Virgin Mary until he passed from this life on the cross, offering prayer and sacrifice to the Eternal Father for the reparation of sin, sin which so offended the Father that he showed his love for us by sending his only begotten Son in order that we, by baptism, may become sons of God our Father through adoption again after the fall of our first parents. And so, let us constantly beseech him and to pray to him so that he may provide for all of the human family those needs, and ultimately he may provide that greatest of all gifts, that we recognize Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the eternal Son of God the Father, that we may recognize him as both our Messiah and our God, and that we may honor and love him in this life in order that we may enjoy the presence of the Blessed Trinity for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.